a lot of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find it often...
The mind is a lot.
I find it often the men who are up for the proverbial cup of coffee tell me the best stories. But since it is a book on wartime baseball, I'm interviewing anyone who played between 43 and 45. I don't care if they were stars or just up for a few games. What were the circumstances under which you joined the Braves in 44? Did you come up from the minor leagues? Or?
No, I quit baseball.
You quit baseball?
That's on the Brooklyn chain, and seeing that pitchers and well, full of ball players, you know, and I went on retirement. And I pitched in semi pro around here, and the Scots spotted me. Down at Quakertown, I pitched in Quakertown.
Oh, really?
In East Penn League. Mm-hmm. The Scots spotted me. And
so this was a semi pro league?
Mm-hmm. And he found out that I had been in Norvash Ball. And they got in contact with me, and they contacted Brooklyn, and got done it, got the release. Mm-hmm. Signed with the Braves.
How long had you been out of professional baseball?
We've been out about 3 years.
I see.
I've been with Indianapolis and the American Association, and mm-hmm. Nashville and the Southern Association.
Nashville, it's Gilbert's club. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Old Gilbert.
You must have played with Charlie the Greek George then. Hmm? Charlie George.
George, yeah. Big Greek or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you were playing semi-pro in Quakertown, and the Brave Scout discovered you. Then what happened? I take it this was during 1943, and you were...
44.
And then you were... when did you join the Braves that year? Was it after the beginning of the season?
Yeah. I actually reported on opening day. I reported up in Boston because I hadn't signed anything. Mm-hmm. I reported opening day up in Boston, and they opened up in the Polo Grounds in New York.
You're no kidding.
So I worked out there. Until they returned home. Well, they were only going for about 6 days, and they returned home and opened up the ball.
Mm-hmm. And you just went with, signed your contract. Do you remember how much you signed for?
I'm like $850 a month.
$850 a month? Mm-hmm. Gee whiz. you say that you you joined the Braves and went with them. Did you spend the whole season with them? I know you appeared in 24 games that year.
I passed for the Army. Mm-hmm. Took my physical in Boston.
Yes.
Then, about 3 weeks, they brought up two other folks from Indianapolis, and I finished out the season with Indianapolis that year, then because I passed for the Army.
I see.
They sent me out there an option. And
then...
Well, I finished out the season out in Indianapolis. And so I quit again. I would report. I was 34 years old already. Mm-hmm. Two children.
Did you go in the Army or did you just
retire? No, I went down and asked right below here, a couple towns down.
Yeah.
Chairman of the board, draft board, he knew me well. And I asked him what my chance would be if I reported for spring training. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and grinned, and they called me Betts by nickname, you know.
Right.
Betts, if ever you, I wouldn't push my luck too far. You've been pretty damn lucky so far.
I see.
In other words, he might have given me a couple of breaks, you know.
Right.
But I decided that's good enough for me. I quit.
Okay, so you quit. It. Well, how did you spend 1945? Were you in the Army or were you working here?
No, I took a job down here. Paris Press Steel to make automobile frames. I retired from there.
Mm-hmm. So you're
27 years.
I see. So you worked in an auto factory.
Well, they make automobile frames.
I see. Fine. So you did not report to spring training at the Choate School in Wallingford, Connecticut, with the Braves that spring. I see. Were you working out here? Were you just throwing the ball?
I was working out indoors at where I worked. Mm-hmm. I threw in practically part of February, work out each noontime. Mm-hmm. Blow for 10, 15 minutes, you know.
I see. When did the season start in Quakertown? I mean, did that, when the scout discovered you, was it that spring or was it in 1943?
43, it was in the summer.
I see. Do you remember who the scout was?
Jones.
Jones? What was
the
his first
funny.
Name?
Damn it, no.
Do you remember?
I don't recall that. But he was a school teacher.
Oh, really? Where?
Right outside of Boston. I remember he made a few banquets out there.
I see. So he lived outside of
Boston? I know he told me he'd done it because he got a kind of a bonus, you know, for picking a man like in his stage. They
I see.
A bonus, you know.
So he came down from Boston to look you over?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I see. Excuse me, let me change this.